الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله الحمد لله ثم الحمد لله بثانك الله سبحانه وتعالى for keeping us alive And subhanallah, for he azza wa jalla has blessed us with another day, dear viewers, in which we should make his shukr and we should make his dhikr. Subhanallah, our discussion for this afternoon together with our honorable Mawlana Abdul Qadir Attari Ansari, damat fuyuzuhum. Our discussion is satisfaction of the heart in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Myself and Mawlana sahib have decided to speak on this subject, dear viewers, to further enlighten your hearts with Dhikr ilahi. What is the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How can one attain contentment of the heart, satisfaction in the heart? How should one even make and recite the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So chale inshallah azza wa jal, we are going to be discussing this. Stay locked in tune with us until the end of the program. Before we go any further, let us first keep our tongues moist with the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal, and you can also participate in the dhikr together with our honorable Mawlana Sahib, inshallah. You can include yourself in the dhikr. Allah, 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 Allah.
So,
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. سبحان الله سبحان الله. Do you find your spirit rejuvenated, Mulana Sahib, when you make the dhikr and you recite the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jalla?
Subhanallah Sayyidi. This is the time we feel like most connected to our Creator, Allahu Akbar. As Alhamdulillah, this is the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the glorious Quran that what is the greatest thing? It is the dhikr of Allah. Wala dhikrullahi akbar. Subhanallah. Indeed, the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the greatest.
Kya baat hai. Subhanallah. So this is the truth, Mulana Sahib, that dhikr is there for us to feel uplifted, for us to feel spiritually boosted, electrifying from a physical and spiritual aspect as well, Mulana Sahib. But unfortunately, that is not the case. I want to share a beautiful, beautiful parable with the viewers of Madani Channel. Its narration, subhanAllah, is really amazing. A companion comes to the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he submitted. He says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inna shara'i al-islami qad kathurat alayya. Yani, the rulings of Islam, Ya Rasulullah, have become too many for me. So please, tell me that one thing I could do that will make it easy for me in my life. Tell me that one action I could perform and I would adhere to that firmly, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in a hadith, La yazalu lisanuka ratban min dhikrillahi azza wa jal. Always keep your tongue moist with the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Now, though Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Na'imi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi had said that, in other words, he tried to say, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there are too many optional ibadah. Let me know of one ibadah, one action that I could perform, and I would stick to that one action. And the Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jalla said, keep your tongue moist with the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. So, Mulana Sahib, we learn from this one narration, and there are likewise many other narrations in which we understand that a Muslim's tongue should be moist with the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jalla all the time.
Yes.
Due to which he will find satisfaction and contentment and happiness in his heart, because this is the only true source of contentment as compared to what others may feel. However, Mulana Sahib, the question that I have, and the reason why I'm asking this question is because this is the situation out there. Allah Azza wa Jalla has beautiful names. Allah Azza wa Jalla's Mubarak Asma. And there are various other ways of reciting his dhikr. However, why is it that despite many people attending such gatherings, gatherings of dhikrullah, a person is not able to avail himself to those blessings which are in the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jalla? Is there any shortcomings from the side of the reciters before we even speak about the blessings itself, Mulana Sahib?
Sayyidi, when you make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yes, we make the dhikr sometimes with our tongue, right? Verbally, loud dhikr. And there are times, even when a person is making dua, when he's absent-minded, he's just repeating something that he has in his memory. There's no emotion, there's no feeling to it. He's just saying, Allah, Allah, his tongue is pronouncing the word, the Mubarak name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Right.
But it's not touching his heart, it's not coming from there. There's no feeling, there's no emotion behind it. Absent-minded. He's thinking of something else. And the zaban is continuously is making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
So Mulana Sahib says that such dhikr has no quality.
Yes, we must have presence of heart, like in salah. You know, huzur in salah, meaning our presence of mind in salah, is very important. So devote yourself in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with full focus and attention. And that is when we get to realize the true potential of making dhikrullah, whether it is through salah, through our azkar that we make, alhamdulillah.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. So, Mulana Sahib, though in the Holy Quran-i-Pak we are commanded to make and to perform the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jalla, not at one, but several other places. In one verse, Allah Azza wa Jalla says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu dhkurullaha dhikran kathira. O believers, remember Allah abundantly.
Subhanallah.
Chalo, theek hai, alhamdulillah, we are commanded to remember Allah Azza wa Jalla abundantly. If these criterions are met, Mawlana Sahib, a person sits with khushu, khudu, yani any ibadah that's done has to be done with its perfection, Mawlana Sahib.
Yes.
It has to be performed in such a way that you give it utmost importance, such as salah, dear viewers. The wudu for salah and obtaining tahara is a condition. It's important, subhanallah. And when you start from there and you commence from there, subhanallah, it now means that every other ibadah and act of worship that you perform, your heart and your mind should be present. Allah Azza wa Jalla says in the Holy Quran, O believers, remember Allah abundantly. How do we abundantly remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How do we perform the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jalla? How do we allow for this hard heart to become softer and for the rust and the filth of the heart to be removed? It is through the power of the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And those abilities and powers is there, Mu'asab. You know, the name of Allah Azza wa Jalla is so powerful. And we are actually commanded. And I think the starting point was very important to understand, because over and again, even in the Holy Quran, Allah Azza wa Jalla states, when you remember me, then, you know, solely remember me. With my remembrance, do not add anyone else's remembrance.
Subhanallah.
وَذْكُرِ اسْمَ رَبِّكَ وَتَبَتَّلْ إِلَيْهِ تَبْتِيلًا. This is the order of the Quran Pak, that when we remember Allah Azza wa Jalla, then we should separate from the rest of the world. We don't know. The moment we tie our niyya, Allahu Akbar, and then the heart and the mind starts to wander. Yani those khayalat come in salah, which never used to come out of salah. Likewise, when a person sits to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the heart and mind, soul, body, everything should remember, should be present. And a person should perform the dhikr of Allah in such a way that people should consider him insane, Mawlana Sahib.
Yes.
This is actually in the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that when he is looked at, people will consider him to have lost his mind. So this is how a person should actually perform the dhikr of Allah azza wa jalla, instead of reciting Ya Allah, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Kareem, but the heart is actually somewhere else, the mind is somewhere else. The tongue is reciting the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jalla, but the person is not present in what even he's saying. As you said, Munawar Sahib, there's no feeling and there's no meaning in what he's saying. When there's no feeling and there's no jazbat in what you are saying, even a person is not even allowed, or actually a person is rectified not even to make dua in that way. When a person makes the dua, he supplicates to Allah Azza wa Jalla, he's supposed to praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then after the praises of the Almighty, then reciting Durood-e Pak, and then asking for what he needs. And then from his needs as well, there are things which is most important regarding the Akhirah. You place that before, and the needs of the dunya you keep behind. What is most important, you give that at most important, yes. In other words. When it comes to the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jalla, this dhikr cannot be made like how we perform other things in life, Mawlana Sahib. We do other things wholeheartedly. A person eats food, his heart and mind is all there with full concentration, right? Khana khaye to pura tawajjuh ke saath khaya jata hai. Taste ka pata bhi chalta hai, aur hum logo ko batate bhi hain ki iska zaika kis tarah ka hai. Usi tarah, there are so many other activities that we do. Our heart and mind is indulged in that activity for that moment. But you will notice, Mawlana Sahib, when it comes to ibadat, shaitan attacks. And thus that ibadat, which is a source of blessings and barakah, that same dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jalla was there to change that person's life, but he is unable to gain those blessings simply because of not being present. So can Mawlana Sahib, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, further elaborate? Because we are talking about zikr right now. What is zikr, Mawlana Sahib? Zikr hai kya? A lot of people say, make the zikr of Allah Azza wa Jalla, recite the zikr of Allah Azza wa Jalla. So today we want to learn what is zikr itself, and what we are told to do in the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jalla.
Dhikr is that when a person engages in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he must actually run away from the negligence. A person is most often not making the dhikr of Allah, meaning it means plain and simple that he is negligent of the remembrance of Allah. The time he is, when he is not remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So any time where our minds are away from the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is the state of negligence. And it is called Maidanul Ghafla. So in actual terms, zikr technically it means al-khuruj min maidan al-ghafla.
Allahu Akbar.
Exiting from the place of negligence.
Allahu Akbar.
And Sayyidi, this is so true, because when the dwellers of heaven, alhamdulillah, the jannatis, when they will enter Jannah, of course, we would think that, you know, as a jannati, you don't have any regrets. But jannatis will have one regret. They will regret the time that they spent in which they did not make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the moment they are going to regret. So we all are in the same boat, where we are at times not really conscious of the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is the time we are going to regret. Allahu Akbar.
It'll be too late.
And it'll be too late. Jannatis, Allahu Akbar. In the hadith it is mentioned, the riwayat of Sahaba Ikram also, it is mentioned that they will regret those moments in which they stayed away from the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Sayyidi, those who make the remembrance of Allah, who make the zikrullah, they are such sought after people. Like, for example, if let's say a group of people are looking for you, then it depends as to what type of people are looking for you. How sought after are you? Let's say, for example, a bunch of professors, they are looking for you, meaning you must be a very high-ranking, knowledgeable person. Let's say if a team of engineers, they are looking for you, that means you know something they don't, or you have something they don't, right? And when people are troubled, let's say doctors, they are looking for you, they are looking forward to seeing you. Why? Because the whole team of doctors, they can't resolve that medical case. Only you can. Subhanallah. Your expertise are required. So the angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who they search for, who they look up to, who are they searching among the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? In the hadith, it is mentioned, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that there is a certain group among those angels who go around the world, who are touring the world, looking for such servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who are engaged in zikrullah. And when they come across those gatherings where they are making the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then that entire space from there, from that place on earth till the heavens, they fill that entire
Allahu
space
Akbar.
Subhanallah
Allahu
and they
Akbar.
Engage in the zikr of Allah with them. And when they go back in the by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked them, what did you see? They would say, oh Allah, these people were making the your zikr, subhanallah. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, tell me, have they seen me? No Allah, they haven't seen you, but they were engrossed in your zikr, subhanallah.
Allah.
And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say to the angels that what would be their condition if they were to see me? The angels will say that if they were to see you, then they would even increase in their tasbih, in their tahmid, and in their zikr. Subhanallah. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to the angels that what are they asking for? They're asking for paradise. Have they seen paradise? No. If they had seen paradise, they would even want it, you know, even more. Subhanallah, they're yearning for paradise. And then Allah azza wa jalla will say to them that what are they seeking refuge from? And the angels will say, they are seeking refuge from the fire of hell.
Allah, Allah.
And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to them, have they seen Jahannam, that they are seeking refuge from it? The angels will say, oh Allah, they haven't seen it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to them, what if they have seen Jahannam? What would they then think? The angels say that if they had seen Jahannam, then they would even more increasingly asking refuge from Jahannam.
Allah, Allah.
And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that I make you witness. I make you witness that I have forgiven all of them, subhanallah. And the angels say that, you know, in that gathering, there was certain person as well, you know, somebody else who was present there in the gathering. They will point that person. And then they say that he didn't come to make the zikr, but he just came because he had some business to attend to. He was just there. He just happened to be there. And then Allah Azza wa Jalla will say that, you know what, if a person, he comes in such a company, although he wasn't part
Allah.
Of it, but he joins that company, that too, that person is not deprived, subhanallah. He also gains the same sawab, same alhamdulillah mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala he's being showered in.
Kya baat hai, what a beautiful, beautiful narration, Mulana Sahib. Rejuvenates the iman and the spirit of viewers. How fortunate. I mean, the example which Mulana Sahib has given, bunch of doctors, professors, engineers look for you. How important you are. You should know your worth if such people are in search for you. As long as not the authorities, Mulana Sahib. When the authorities are in search of some person, then nobody wants to be near that person for whom the authorities are behind, actually, because everybody would assume that there will be a problem if they come in touch with that person. However, in this hadith, we realize, from this narration, we analyze that angels are in search for such people. Not those who are sitting and making panchayat and ghibat and backbiting and watching dramas and movies and going for sightseeing and shoppings here and there. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, it clearly states they look for gatherings in which the dhikr of Allah takes place. Allahu Akbar. Why should we ever deprive ourselves? Ask yourself this question. I mean, you and I know time is of the essence. We don't have the time on hand. We all are busy people. You cannot make the time. We can't find the time right now. But when you are driving, you can make some time instead of being quiet. Instead of talking on the phone till you reach your destination, if it was unnecessary, there was no need for that discussion. You should have rather kept your tongue moist with Allah dhikr. If that car had met in an accident, the last words emanating from your tongue was the dhikr of Allah.
Subhanallah.
Allahu Akbar. If our sisters are in the kitchen cooking, yes, you could be listening to something, you could be reciting something, you could be talking to some person, or you could be doing nothing, stagnant, as you are cooking and preparing food for the family. If only in that duration, for 1 hour solid as you cooked food in the kitchen, you had your tongue moist with the dhikr of Allah. For example, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahman. Imagine, Mulana Sahib, you are calling out to the most gracious. Would his grace and mercy not reach you? You are asking Ar-Razzaq to provide sustenance for you. Would he not open his doors of generosity for you? He would, dear viewers. We need to take that step. It's time that we should make the time for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, I want to share a beautiful parable, Mulana Sahib, by, you know, this ulama ikram, mashallah, have narrated this wonderful story, which, you know, made me think as well. Sheikh Abul Hasan Nuri, rahmatullahi ta'ala, he was a very, very famous saint, Mulana Sahib, you know. He was a personality with widespread reputation. People around the globe knew his personality. And subhanallah, it is said that people used to visit him, you know, in groups, in large numbers, come and take barakah, faizan, blessings from him. So one day, two darvish, pious personalities, they said, you know what? They had nothing to do with the dunya. They were like, you know, people of God, as they say, God-fearing people. So they said, chale, humne jo suna hai ki Hazrat is in a certain town, we go and make, you know, mulaqat and visit him. So it is said that these two people went to meet Sheikh Abul Hasan Nuri. On the way, Mulana Sahib, these two pious people and God-fearing people, two darvish, should we say, as they walked, and then there was one of them who understood the language of cats. Allah blesses some people, Mulana Sahib. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. So what happened was, this person, this darvish who understood the lingo of the cat, he said to his partner, you know what this cat just said? He said, kya hua? The cat said that the person that we are going to meet right now, Sheikh Abul Hasan Nuri, has just passed away. So when the other partner heard of this, he said, really? This is what the cat was saying? He's saying, yes. He said, okay, let's go and check out with our own eyes. So they both went. They knocked on the door. To their surprise, Hazrat himself opened the door. Hazrat himself was present. When they saw him, they were astounded, shocked. And when they looked at Hazrat with that gaze and sight, and he analyzed that something is wrong. Why are they looking at me like this so deeply? So he inquired from them, what is the majra? Why do you all stand here all shocked, surprised, looking at my face? So they said, Huzur, asal mein kuch baate you hold rahi thi, or asal mein baat ye ki we heard the billi and the cats having a discussion among themselves. Ki aapka intikhal hua. Magar aap to yaha sahi salamat maujood hain, aap khade hain, kalam farma rahe hain, you are speaking. So he said, you heard this from the cats. You heard this discussion about me passing away. So, yes, it's true. I said, Huzur, kaisa, how can this be true? You're still alive. He says, well, for a moment, Allahu Akbar, he says, for a moment, I became negligent and heedless. He says, I was busy with other work. So, He says, the cat spoke the truth. I was inattentive of the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal. I was inattentive of viewers of Madini channel of the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal just for a moment. And he says, at that time, an announcement was made in the heavens and earth. Abul Hasan has passed away.
Allah.
Just because I became inattentive of the dhikr of Allah for a moment, an announcement was made on the heavens and earth. And he says, besides the jinns and humans, every other creature heard this announcement. Allahu Akbar. Mulana Sahib, the pious predecessors have a different maqam altogether. And their proximity to Allah Azza wa Jalla is beyond our imagination. If they become inattentive for a moment, this is said about them. And imagine for those who only remember Allah, Eid ke din ya jume ko jaate hain namaz padhne ke liye. So how embarrassing this can be for a believer.
It does make sense, Eid, because when the hearts are not engaged in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those hearts are considered dead.
Allah.
Why? There's a beautiful explanation that, you know, why do we, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala listens to our dhikr whether we make it softly. When we say in salah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, we don't say it loud for everyone to hear. When we say, make sirri qiraat in salah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is listening to our dhikr. Subhanallah. He's all away, all knowing, all
Allahu
hearing,
Akbar.
All seeing, subhanallah.
Allah.
So why do we have to make loud zikr? The loud zikr we do is not to make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ma'adullah hiya wa zikr. But it is for our, to awaken our dead hearts.
Allah.
That's why we make the loud zikr. Subhanallah. So we can awaken our own dead hearts by the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Subhanallah. Kya baat hai. Mulana sahab, I'm just recalling this hadith ki, we are talking and giving motivation for insan. I mean, they are youngsters, they are youth, they are elderly people, they are old people out there who are watching this program at this very moment. And we are trying to get encouragement ourselves and trying to motivate others. But everything on this planet glorifies Allah Azza wa Jalla.
Subhanallah.
Everything makes the tasbih, recites the tasbih of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything, the plants, trees, mountains, skies, heavens, earth, everything glorifies Allah Azza wa Jalla. Because everything has recognized its creator. Ki mujhe koi paida karne wala hai.
Subhanallah.
Mera koi palne wala hai. Mujhe koi khilane wala hai. There's someone who has fed me, looked after me, nurtured me, groomed me. And I have become such a big person. There is someone who has created this planet. It's just not Mother Nature. I should. It's a right of insan that he should praise his Rabb, his creator. The one who does not feed you. The people who do not take care of you, we are after them. We are after satisfying people who just give us a month's salary. We are busy satisfying people who we meet now and again. But that Rabb who gave us breath to breathe, that Rabb who gave us heart, brains, body, organs, all sahi salamat, that Rabb Azza wa Jalla who gives us more than we deserve, that Allah Azza wa Jalla on whose planet we live, from whose sustenance we eat, it's his planet, it's his domain, it's his world. Everything belongs to Allah Azza wa Jalla. Yet he has allowed for us to stay here and do the things that he commanded us to do. And we don't do that. Despite that, he Azza wa Jalla has given us a good life. All we are commanded to do is keep the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jalla on our tongues. Make sure that we do not forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But at the time of anger, the time when you were upset, the time when you were sick, the time when you were anxiety, the time when you felt in depression, these were the moments to remember Allah even more. Because these are the times when the dhikr of Allah will remove your depression. The dhikr of Allah will remove your anxiety. The dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jalla will remove that calamity. But we run to the people of the world. We run to the people of the world. Dunya people, Mulana Sahib, ki please remove my problem, remove my issue. But you would notice, Mulana Sahib, the pious predecessors, at any given time, the worst of things could happen. Their heart and mind would instantly turn towards the Creator. It's because jo zaban pe ho na Mulana Sahib, hamesha. Hama vak jo zaban pe hoga, wahi cheez dil mein. What's in our heart is on the tongue, and what's in our heart will be shown from your actions. Allahu Akbar. There are so many stories like this, Mulana Sahib, where we understand from the lives of the pious predecessors. But one thing I think is very important for us to understand at the same time. I mean, we just heard about Abul Hasan Nuri, about whom the cats were speaking about. Mulana Sahib, if you focus on this ayah of the Holy Quran, whereas Allah Azza wa Jalla states, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, and whoever has blinded himself from the remembrance of the Most Gracious, we appoint a devil upon him that stays yani with him as his companion. We appoint a devil upon him that stays with him as his companion.
Allah.
For whom this is muhasab? وَمَنْ يَعْشُ عَنْ ذِكْرِ الرَّحْمَانِ نُقَيِّضْ لَهُ شَيْطَانًا فَهُوَ لَهُ قَرِينٌ. Allahu Akbar. And whoever has blinded himself from the dhikr and remembrance of the Most Gracious. Now, Mulana Sahib, blinded here is of many kinds. Ulama Ikram in Siratul Jinan and in many other tafasir have explained very beautifully. One of the explanation is, Mulana Sahib, that blinding yourself from the guidance of Quran Pak. That Quran came for our guidance. Dhikrullah is there. And a person does not want to avail the lessons of the Quran Pak to himself. He doesn't want to take lessons from there. He doesn't want to follow them. Na wo padhta hai, na wo hidayat ko follow karta. And such a person, Mulana Sahib, is deprived. And he has deprived himself from the dhikr of Quran Pak. Yani Allah dhikr, through which he was going to obtain ma'rifah of Allah Azza wa Jalla, through which he was going to attain recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But because he did not make himself available to learn and study and read, thus he is from amongst those people, Mulana Sahib, who has blinded himself from the Most Gracious. So the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jalla is the fuel, Mulana Sahib, to the body, to the soul, to the spirit, to the heart and mind.
Alhamdulillah.
And agar jism khana na khaye, to hum dekh nahi sakte, sun nahi sakte, bol nahi sakte, na so bhi sakte, Mulana Sahib. When you're hungry, you can't even sleep. So imagine, when we feed and we take so much of cautions and precautions and care for our physical being, and we care not at all about our soul and ruh, yet the ghiza and the nutrition to the soul is the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal. Whereas the nutrition to the body is the food that we eat, dear viewers. We have taken so much of care of the physical body that we can't even handle our sizes anymore. But the spirit inside has died, become weak. It has become so weak and kamzor that for days we have starved our souls. For weeks and months we have starved it to death. So you could be walking, talking, but you are dead. You could be negotiating with people and living as a normal person does. But from a spiritual point of view, we are dead, dear viewers of Madini Channel. May Allah Kareem enliven the spirit within, that we must understand the importance of keeping the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jalla on our tongues all the time. You know, it is reported by Imam Abul Qasim Khushairi, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. He says that once he was a friend of a Muslim jinn, and subhanAllah, they both were in the masjid. The Muslim jinn and this personality, Abul Qasim Khushairi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, Abul Qasim. So he says that the Muslim jinn, Mulana Sahib, asked him that, do you see what I see? He says, nahi, main to wahi dekh raha hun jo aap dekh rahe. He says, nahi, main kuch aur dekh raha hun. Aapko dekhna hai. So he placed his hands on the eyes of Abul Qasim Khushairi rahmatullahi alayhi. Aur jab kuch der ke baad haath hataya, that Muslim jinn moved his hands from the eyes of this personality. Ab wo dekhte hai ki jitne log wahan baithe the, everyone has a crow on his head. Allahu Akbar, sitting on his head, Mulana Sahib. He says that, I was astounded to see this, and I was asking this Muslim jinn, who was my friend, ye kya aap mujhe dikha rahe hai, kya ye? So then the jinn said to him, this is actually that ayah which was recited, and whoever has blinded himself from the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allahu Akbar, this is going to happen to him. So basically, the Muslim jinn said, these are the devils stationed on these people who became negligent from the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jalla. So ye jo crows, kabwe jo nazar aa rahe the, ye shaitan the, Mulana Sahib, shayateen. Shaitans and jinns and devils who sit on the head of those people who don't recite the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jalla. I mean, one narration says, when shaitan hears the adhan, he runs whilst passing wind, Mulana Sahib. Jab adhan ki ye barkate hain, chand minute ke liye agar azan ho to ye hota hai. Allahu Akbar. And subhanallah, the true scholars of Islam found, subhanallah, solutions for the situation of the qabr as well. Ki shaitan doesn't leave there as well. So there is a solution. Give the adhan so shaitan could run away from there.
Subhanallah.
So we want the adhan to be given at the qabr because we are the people of dhikr. But when you are alive, instead of dhikr on our tongues, we have swearing on our tongue all the time. Instead of dhikr on our tongues, we have songs on our tongue. Instead of the dhikr on our tongues, we have the praises of other people on our tongue. Why? Why is it dunya, dunya, dunya? When we will leave the dunya and say, Allah, Allah, Allah. When this will happen, dear viewers, the same dunya that you and I run behind will come to your feet, inshallah. Because we are now focusing our attention not towards the creation, towards the creator himself, inshallah. Focus, if the creation is so beautiful and has mesmerized us, How great is Allah, who is the creator himself, dear viewer. So remove the love of creation and bring about the love of the creator in the heart. And then when you recite the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jalla, you will have tears in your eyes. You will have real contentment. The world could be turning upside down in your life perhaps. But because of that few minutes zikr that you made, which is quality, you will not allow for that fikr to change your life and to make change within yourself. Your peace would not be ruined. Your sukoon would not be ruined. Rather, you will feel much more healthy and happier in life. Jiha, this is the true freshness of your face through the zikr that you make, inshallah, azza wa jalla. So, Mawlana Sahib, there are so many other narrations about dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jalla and situations out there about how a person should actually make the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Is there any other Madani pearl that Mawlana Sahib would like to share, inshallah, with the viewers?
Ji Sayyidi. Actually, there is a beautiful hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam where he says that man ahabba shay'in akthara dhikra. That if you love something, you know, you would make mention of it more and more often.
Definitely.
And what happens when we love Allah? And that is when this zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, mentioning of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his name, his qualities, his zikr, recitation of the Holy Quran, and salah, nawafil, etc., can come through, inshallah.
Allah.
But that love, which is the motivating factor, that needs to come there. And we all naturally, every Muslim has the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in their hearts. We need to nurture this love. This love which we take for granted, awliya Allah used to revive this love. Subhanallah, through the halaqas of zikr.
I think it can only happen if we first create importance of that in our minds. Ki kisi cheez ke bhi aap ahmiyat banaye Rahman sahab. Agar ahmiyat aap rakhte hai dil mein, dimag mein, then a person will work towards that, because you have given it a lot of importance, a lot of time, and then only you will give efforts. You will make efforts to make that happen and become possible. So people who used to find tahajjud salah difficult at one stage in their life, because of being momentum, because of keep trying to get up in the morning, now mashallah, tahajjud salah is like one of the five daily salahs for them.
Subhanallah.
Aap koshish kiye na to wahan aap wahan tak pahunche. Aur kuch log abhi koshish mein hain. Sometimes they read tahajjud, sometimes they must tahajjud. It's a try. There's one brother I met, mashallah, he says, Tabriz bhai, I'm so glad at this age of 75, I'm able to recite one para every day. Ab mujhe sahi mein sukoon mila hai. Ye haqeeqat hai. Somebody told me this a few days ago, and actually not once, he said this to me several times before. But he says this to tell me, from what I understand as well, that he doesn't get the time to do it. Now that he gets the time, he is comparing his life without Quran and his life with Quran. He's saying, jab main nahi padhta tha Quran Pak, tab meri zindagi kuch aur thi. Ab main padhta hun, rozana padhta hun, jaane se pehle, yani kaam pe jaane se pehle. Now, because of reciting the holy, glorious Quran Pak, I find my life to be different. So, this is what, dear viewers of Madini channel, we need to try. Let's stop complaining, inshallah, azza wa jalla. Look at the blessings. They are angels, subhanallah, who hear the dhikr of Allah when you recite them. In fact, Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Sulaiman Darani, rahmatullahi ta'ala, he explains, he says, there is empty land in Jannah. There is an empty land in Jannah. Whenever someone performs the dhikr of Allah, azza wa jalla, angels being planting gardens for him in this paradisical land. Allahu Akbar. Angels thus plant gardens when he makes the dhikr of Allah, and they stop when he stops reciting the dhikr of Allah, azza wa jalla. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Subhanallah. Here in this verse of the Quran Pak, Allah Azza wa Jalla is stating, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Fadhkuruni adhkurukum washkuru li wa la takfurun. So remember me, I shall publicize you. Allahu Akbar. Yani, by giving you true fame and help, and acknowledge my right, and do not be ungrateful. So, what this means, dear brothers in Islam, Allah Azza wa Jalla is saying, oh people, remember me. Remember me. Recite my dhikr. This will lead you to become a much more acclaimed person in both worlds. Your shuhrat, your izzat will be multiplied many folds more. Remember me through obedience. I will mention you with mercy. Allahu Akbar. Allah Azza wa Jalla is trying to say, remember me with dua. I will mention you with bestowals. This is what is being said. Remember me through praise and glorification. I will mention you with praise as well. Remember me in the world, I will mention you in the hereafter. Allahu Akbar. Remember me in good health. I will mention you when you are afflicted with calamity and problems in the dunya. This is what we need to strive for, to perform virtuous deeds. Allahu Akbar. And Allah Azza wa Jalla will keep giving you guidance, dear viewers. Every time shaitan will come and sway you the other way around, Allah's mercy will come and envelop you and remove you from your difficulties and problems, because you call out to Rabb by saying, Ya Rabbi, my Lord. Do not stop saying this, dear viewers. Instead of getting hurt and saying, oh this, oh that, ish this, ish that, as people say, when you are hurt, spontaneously you must say, Ya Rab. Allow for that dhikr of Allah to always be on your tongue, so that when something leaves your mouth, suddenly it must leave by making the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Ya Ghaffar, Ya Qahhar, Ya Razzaq. These are the beautiful methods and ways of making and reciting the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make this intention in our hearts, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla. You will most definitely, the viewers of Madinah channel, attain closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the creator. Now, when you call out the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with full affection, Allah Azza wa Jalla is going to hear you and fulfill your answers, your questions. Fulfill your wishes. But do not become hasteful. Do not become greedy. Do not say that I am performing the dhikr of Allah, but I don't see any difference in my life. Every day I am reciting the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jalla, but I can't see the noor in the mirror. I can't see the noor in my face, example I'm saying. So it's done out of love for the Creator. Love Him so much that you do this for His pleasure. You recite His dhikr because you need the blessings in this world and in the hereafter. We all require this, dear viewers of Madini channel. And it comes through the powers and abilities in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So try to have His dhikr on your tongue, whether you are standing, whether you are sitting, whether you are walking, eating, drinking, sleeping, making wudu, whether you are wearing new clothes, dear viewers of Madini channel, whether you are sitting in your vehicle or exiting your vehicle before leaving for a journey, after you return from a journey, whether you are entering the masjid or exiting the masjid, whether it's strong winds, rain, storm, lightning, whatever the problem is, whether you are sad or you are happy, in essence, the final Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would remember Allah Azza wa Jalla and make dua to Him throughout the day and throughout the night. Thus I'm saying, in all walks of life, you also keep your tongue moist with Allah's dhikr. And then you shall see the difference, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla. You will most definitely see its dhikr, inshallah. Imagine, Mulana Sahib, from the body we follow sunnah, and from the tongue we have the dhikr of Allah. Any from our appearance we are following the sunnah of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So there are many ways, Mulana Sahib, I feel that we can, but it starts from a youth, from the youthful days. Yes. From the playful days, if a child is able to maneuver his mind and heart in this direction, it's hoped that he can become very pious when he grows up.
Inshallah.
So mashallah, when children recite the dhikr of Allah, sometimes adults to make fun say, recite more. It shouldn't be done with fun, maybe, Mulana Sahib, rather for encouragement, that don't laugh when children recite the dhikr of Allah, especially. Koi naat pad raha hai, koi dhikrullah kar raha hai, to aap us waqt hase na, hasna mana hai. In fact, guna bhi ho sakta, Mulana Sahib, if the person was laughing at this, most definitely, it should never be the case. Mulana Sahib, right at the end, any closing statements from Mulana Sahib before we lock today's program, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla.
Asab, she was saying, you know, sometimes as the person says, I make the dhikr of Allah, and I don't see any noor on my face when I look at the mirror. You know, mirror only shows what you got.
Allah.
In reality, the mirror can't produce noor. It's mirroring what it, you know, what's in reality.
Yes.
So in fact, and this makes sense, because there is two types of zikr. One is that we make zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our privacy. Various different types of zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala we make in our privacy, whether it is through chanting the Mubarak name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and perhaps reciting kalima tayyiba, kalima shahada, and so on and so forth, alhamdulillah. And there is another type of zikr which is better than this type of zikr. That even better form of zikr is that when a person abstains from those things which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prohibited, and at that time he remembers Allah. That, you know, this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told me not to do.
Subhanallah. So in other words, the khawf-e khuda.
Khawf-e khuda. Khawf-e khuda. From haram.
From haram. So yani khawf-e khuda becomes the reason of fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. Excellent, Mulana Sahib. And this is what we lack as well. We lack khawf-e khuda. I mean, most of the vices which have affected us physically, mentally, spiritually, any of those gunas and sins which have entered our lives have entered because the khawf and the fear for Allah at that moment was not existing in our hearts. Thus, we indulged in those sins. And many of those sins becomes our habits thereafter, Mulana Sahib. So, subhanallah, recalling Jahannam, recalling the adab of the qabr is dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jalla as well. Subhanallah. Jiha, it is another form of dhikr, another way of remembering Allah Azza wa Jalla. Because when you think of akhirat, you think of Allah. You think of qabr, you remember of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Because that's where a person will be given the jaza and the saza, Mulana Sahib, at times. You know, there are many awliya ikram who mentioned, or pious people who mentioned, that they got the full return of whatever they performed in the dunya in the qabr. And there are many who are still waiting. So Allah knows best, dear viewers. Perform virtuous deeds to see His blessings. Hum program ke akhir tak aa chuke hain. And now, inshallah, we seek your ijazah. Do not miss out. Do not forget to share this video with others. And keep making dua for the ummah at large. Until next time, stay good, be good, do good. We say shukran to Mulana Sahib for giving us time, for being part and parcel of the program. And then we remind you that keep reciting durood and salawat upon the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom.